Not for the first time, it occurred to me that Osef might not be entirely sane. It also occurred to me how lucky I was to have Baba as my father, the sole reason, I believe, Osef had mostly refrained from harassing me too much. He tipped his chin to Hassan. "Hey, Flatnose," he said. "How's Babalu?" Hassan said nothing and crept another step behind me. "Have you heard the news, boys?" Osef said, his grin never faltering. "The king is gone. Good riddance. Long live the president. My father knows Daud Khan. Did you know that, Amir?" "So does my father," I said. In reality, I had no idea if that was true or not. "So does my father," Osef mimicked me in a whining voice. Kamal and Ali cackled in unison. I wished Baba were there. "Well, Daud Khan dined at our house last year," Osef went on. "How do you like that, Amir?" I wondered if anyone would hear a scream in this remote patch of land. Baba's house was a good kilometer away. I wish we'd stayed at the house. "Do you know what I will tell Daud Khan the next time he comes to our house for dinner?" Osef said. "I'm going to have a little chat with him, man to man, mard to mard. Tell him what I told my mother about Hitler. Now there was a leader, a great leader, a man with vision. I'll tell Daud Khan to remember that if they had let Hitler finish what he'd started, the world would be a better place now. Baba says Hitler was crazy, that he ordered a lot of innocent people killed," I heard myself say before I could clamp a hand on my mouth. Osef snickered. "He sounds like my mother, and she's German. She should know better. But then they want you to believe that, don't they? They don't want you to know the truth." I didn't know who they were or what truth they were hiding, and I didn't want to find out. I wished I hadn't said anything. I wished again I'd look up and see Baba coming up the hill. "But you have to read books they don't give out in school," Osef said. "I have, and my eyes have been opened. Now I have a vision, and I'm going to share it with our new president. Do you know what it is?" I shook my head. He'd tell me anyway. Osef always answered his own questions. His blue eyes flicked to Hassan. "Afghanistan is the land of Pashtuns. It always has been, always will be. We are the true Afghans, the pure Afghans, not this flat nose here. His people pollute our homeland, our watan, the dirty our blood." He made a sweeping, grandiose gesture with his hands. "Afghanistan for Pashtuns, I say. That's my vision." Osef shifted his gaze to me again. He looked like someone coming out of a good dream. "Too late for Hitler," he said, "but not for us." He reached for something from the back pocket of his jeans. "I'll ask the president to do what the king didn't have the quwwat to do, to rid Afghanistan of all the dirty Kassif Hazaras." "Just let us go, Osef," I said, hating the way my voice trembled. "We're not bothering you." "Oh, you're bothering me," Osef hissed. And I saw with a sinking heart what he had fished out of his pocket. Of course. His stainless steel brass knuckles sparkled in the sun. "You're bothering me very much. In fact, you bother me more than this Hazara here. How can you talk to him, play with him, let him touch you?" he said, his voice dripping with disgust. Wali and Kamal nodded and grunted in agreement. Osef narrowed his eyes, shook his head. When he spoke again, he sounded as baffled as he looked. "How can you call him your friend?" "But he's not my friend," I almost blurted. "He's my servant." Had I really thought that? Of course I hadn't. I hadn't. I treated Hassan well, just like a friend, better even, more like a brother. But if so, then why, when Baba's friends came to visit with their kids, didn't I ever include Hassan in our games? Why did I play with Hassan only when no one else was around? Osef slipped on the brass knuckles, gave me an icy look. "You're part of the problem, Amir. If idiots like you and your father didn't take these people in, we'd be rid of them by now. They'd all just go rot in Hazarajat where they belong. You're a disgrace to Afghanistan." I looked in his crazy eyes and saw that he meant it. He really meant to hurt me. Osef raised his fist and came for me.
This ends Disc 1.